You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, bringing voice to one of their weekly online stories about the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager, Sarah Rigg. Hey, Sarah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Lisa.
What did you write about this week, and who is the guest you brought with you?
I wrote about a new program. It's a pilot program called the Returning Citizens Fellow Program at Eastern Michigan University. It's a partnership between Eastern Michigan University, a local nonprofit, A Brighter Way, and the Michigan Department of Corrections Offender Success Program. And I brought with me Cozine Welch, who is the executive director of A Brighter Way, a local nonprofit that helps formerly incarcerated folks get back on their feet.
Welcome, Cozine.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Who wants to begin and tell us what exactly this program is about?
So as I said, this is a partnership between Eastern Michigan University and A Brighter Way, primarily. A Brighter Way is a local nonprofit that helps formerly incarcerated folks get back on their feet, so it seemed like a natural partnership. The program aims to bring in a small cohort, 5 to 7 people, in for some intensive mentoring and other help getting into college so that they can get a 4-year degree at no expense. And as I said, A Brighter Way is a natural partner for this, so I will let Cozine talk about a little bit about Brighter Way and what their involvement is.
So A Brighter Way is a nonprofit based in Washtenaw County. We provide direct mentoring, individual one-on-one, as well as group mentoring and ancillary supports to men, women who are coming home from incarceration in Washtenaw County. Our bread and butter, our primary focus is our mentorship program, which pairs mentors and mentee together in the attempt to allow a mentee, which is a formerly incarcerated individual, to attain the level of success for their lives that they deem themselves worthy of. It's about giving them access to resources and chances that they may not have had previously, but that they are definitely prepared for and are worthy of. And so the Research Returning Citizenship Fellowship, our program with the At Gage office at EMU, seeks to do that. And so we are providing folks with 2- and 4-year degrees of little to no cost, basically no cost. But that's not what is the home run for this program. The home run is that it focuses on recognizing what folks who are formerly incarcerated need in order to enter a collegiate space. So it's not just about providing access financially, but it's also about providing training and the resources someone needs to be a full, competent, and successful student. So this looks like a semester that is filled not with just going to classes, but an initial introductory semester that will allow a mentee to get familiar with the collegiate space, collegiate programs like Canva and Canvas, and what the web portals for the university will look like. Also to audit classes to see what it feels like to be in the collegiate space, to understand what campus is like, to understand how to negotiate student loans and things of that nature. It's really about providing a mentee with the resources they will need to be prepared for a collegiate experience so that they enter the collegiate experience ready for success. Is kind of what makes our program so special.
How new is this program? How long has it been around?
Well, it's our pilot. So we are just starting. This is our pilot program. So our pilot program will consist of 5 to 7 of our mentees, and it will help us really work out what we need to do better and what we've done right so thus far in our idea and our planning process.
And are you getting any response from the people that you work with that they're excited about this opportunity?
Oh, definitely. We've actually have more people who want to go than we have the space to fill because we're a pilot program. Because this is our pilot program, we're only working with 5 to 7 so that we can really focus on what we need to do better. Because there's no way you can assume that you start a program, and even though we have all the information, all the experience, both myself and the organization, as well as the Engage office, there's no way you can prepare for every eventuality. So you need to have a pilot program so you can work out what the kinks are and how to have a larger scale program that won't have any bugs or problems. So right now we're at the pilot stage. We've got, like I said, we have more people applying than we actually had the space to fill, which is great. The excitement's there. EMU has been amazing. they have been, that's the only word that keeps coming to mind, is amazing. The Engage office has been a real partner with us in helping us develop this and really get it implemented. It's really been exciting.
Would that be our friend Decky Alexander, Sarah?
That is correct. She's the person on the Engage side of things making this happen. One thing I thought was interesting that Decky said was that the program is really reciprocal. It's not just about helping returning citizens, but it's also about teaching the Michigan Department of Corrections and universities like EMU about the special needs of the formerly incarcerated, that they want to go to school, but sometimes navigating, you know, all the red tape is even harder for somebody who's just come out of prison than it is like for a freshman who might have support from their family.
And I think she also pointed out that Washtenaw County is one of the most educated counties in the state. So the job market is already pretty competitive.
That's right. Maybe you want to talk about some of those recidivism statistics, Cozine.
Well, the statistics that we have are years old. We haven't had a more recent, for example, within the last 3 years, we haven't had a study. But the most recent study we had, it was about 8 years old, has shown us that the recidivism rate for Washtenaw County is 50% higher than the state average. Now, what that means in real terms is that there's 50% more people returning in and out of prisons and jails in Washtenaw than anywhere else across the state. So when you talk about this being the most, one of the most educated counties, we recognize there's a real disparity there. There's a real gap. It's not as if the resources aren't here. It's just there has been a difficulty, obviously, amassing those resources and actually utilizing them to the full effect for the people who most need them.
And when we talk about citizens returning, we're talking about people who have been incarcerated. Just to make it clear for everybody, listen, giving them a second chance, really?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. But we like to think of it as giving. So we talk about incarceration as the primary purpose being rehabilitation. So in our popular American culture, the idea is that when you commit a crime, you have produced errant, you have engaged in errant behavior, right? You have strayed away from what's normally accepted or normally expected of someone. So in doing that, then the logic is that someone who has made that decision, who has exhibited that behavior, needs to have a process to effectively learn correct behavior, right? To not have errant behavior. And that's a process. Any learning process is a process that requires not just that individual, but the community as a whole to assist in that. And so folks coming home, they have potential, but they need a support system that introduces them not just to the community as a respected and valued member, but also to their own potential. We have to realize that when you remove someone from society, you remove them from the day-to-day regular work, and you in effect make them have to learn how to live in a different environment that is not normal. There was nothing normal about the incarcerated environment. So when returning home, that is a process that has to happen that allows one person to go from that incarcerated environment and come back into society as we know it. So that person needs supports.
And get a college degree at Eastern Michigan University.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of the program again, Sarah?
It's called the Returning Citizens Fellow Program.
That is Sarah Rigg. She's the project manager for On the Ground IPSI. And also thanks to our special guest, Cozine Welch, executive director of A Brighter Way, for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks so much for having me.